Yeah, I'm plugged in. So you can.
We want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man. Got my guys and gals back in the building. A lot to say, Miss Mariah.
What's up, y'all?
We got Jay Tuck in the building, man. What's happening? I done gave this man a whole nickname and cut his name off. But you go say Jay, all right? You good, G?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? What's happening, man? Dang, it's been a minute, right?
Yeah, bro. Let me shout out my little man first, bro. Dad, the big man, push it through.
That's what's up, my boy. Son.
Listen, ugly crying, G, I'm telling you.
Oh, you been ugly, bud. We got you.
Ugly crying.
I'm so glad he okay.
I'm gonna put y'all in mind. You ever seen, what is that? A Quiet Place, the first one?
No.
You ain't never seen A Quiet Place?
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
You remember when they was walking in the woods and they seen that old ass man, mm-hmm. and he was upset his wife died, and he just started screaming that face he made before he yelled?
Yep.
That was me. Like,
damn.
Fuck,
nigga. Ooh, not that nigga on intervention.
Bruh. That shit there, but we got a lot of topics today, man. We got why men don't marry. We got the high school shooting. What sang the song my boy was saying in that video, dude, that Dre video?
If you don't, you wish that I come around.
We got men now have to get women to like them, and a lot of men/women are not likable, so that goes both ways. How to approach a woman?
Fuck them.
We got the segment back. If we're gonna get to it, we got the Black Butterfly Effect. We got Jay's take. Course, ran his riots.
Damn, why you saying?
Yo.
He get to be like, oh, this nigga.
Because it's going to be some crazy shit, I'm sure.
All right.
I got a surprise one for y'all, too, man. It ain't too big, but I just want to know. It just popped in my mind.
Where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? All
right. Y'all want to get into first, man.
Oh, you going to the, what you going to ask us?
Y'all pop up?
Yeah.
Y'all sure y'all want to get into that first?
Let's hop in.
What is the craziest shit somebody said to you during sex?
Oh, the
craziest shit.
Wow.
You crazy shit?
Crazy shit.
I have never experienced no crazy shit.
You tripping, G. I'm gonna tell y'all who it is off air, but I done stole my mama truck. Mm-hmm. We right in front of the courthouse with Olivia.
Right.
So I done let the seat back, you know what I'm saying? I'm in there and it's good, like booty butt ass naked good. Like, man, she got her leg like on the back.
Wait, in front of the courthouse?
In front of the courthouse.
Nigga, y'all a bowl.
That's what I'm saying. So we going in. Middle, she like, ooh, I love your mama. Hold up. What? like it. That
I guess because she majored in my middle. Like she majored.
No, G, like that.
Oh, abortion, nigga, you hear?
Me up,
I love your mama.
Son, oh, shit.
I stopped for like a whole 30 to 45 seconds. Like, she's like, what you doing? I'm like, bitch, what you doing?
Shout out to mom.
Do you hear me?
Dude, that fucked me up, bro.
You feel happy.
Dude. No. That
this
was
Kathy
that
made was a legend, my nigga.
That was weird. It was a dark skin, bro. It was an older lady. Man, me and her was messing around, and once we got into it, and she got to talking, G. She was a avid talker. She was like, you act like you didn't dump this pussy. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Ma'am, how about you?
I mean, I hadn't really had
no
anything.
Nigga said nothing crazy to you.
Not nothing
shit.
Crazy.
Some old off shit, man.
Like, not no shit like I love your mama.
We
like,
could, we could go.
Well, see, that's okay for him to say that, but you might want to punch his ass. Like, nigga, what? That wasn't okay what he was talking about.
I mean, I had a guy who he knows that I bake, and I was supposed to be like making tea cakes that day or something. Mm. But like we had some day sex, and like he was like, you gonna get in there and make them tea cakes?
Okay, baby boy.
But I mean,
was he doctor and bald headed too?
But he actually was. But I mean, he had to back it up, so I was like, yeah.
The next time y'all would have sex, they gonna say, sweet lady. That was his idol.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's about as crazy as it gets for me.
What about you, JT?
I don't think nobody else did.
He lying, bro.
I think Lola said something racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Well, you know, white girl, yeah, they're gonna slip up and say nigga or some shit like
She was black.
Well, okay, that's different. Oh, well, damn. You ain't stopped, though, right?
I slowed down. I didn't stop.
Did you stop?
I didn't stop.
All right, then, so it didn't hurt that bad. Down. Yeah, you know. Then you start thinking, like, I got to represent.
Say it again. I forgot
to say,
give me that chalupa,
baby. Oh, she said that shit. Oh, I thought it was something else.
it was something.
Some
Taco Bell,
man.
The bitch could bail my dick
to
some Taco Bell, man.
Come on, man. Y'all like dirty talking,
Ben?
Or are you like dirty talking about?
Absolutely.
How dirty we talking about, like, grab your neck, like, bitch, you like this? What's, come on, school some dudes who
that
don't.
That shit new, though. Well, it ain't
new
now.
Well, go. I can only speak for myself. Okay, so, first of all, we gonna get this clear now. If you talk, you have to have skill set to even open your mouth.
I can't have the shrimp
and back up what the
I can't
fuck
have
you
the
say.
Shrimp talking shit to?
Hell no.
You sir, what's your go-to line?
You get all these balls.
What's your go-to line while you fucking and you talking to me? What's your go-to line? I just want to know. I want to see if I'm tripping. What's the go-to line?
That's something you should say.
That sounds like some 70s porn.
That's why you should say it.
Like, this the type of shit. This the type of shit I like. If you know your dick is good and you see me running from it, like a nigga to look at me and be like, where you going?
Really?
Nigga. But you gotta have a look on your face, like you gotta have a confidence behind.
Kyle,
this
I hope
shit.
You with me, Jay. I hope you with me.
Like you already
as soon
know
as
why
I slide
I'm running.
In, you better say something, bitch. Soon as I slide in, I better go.
If I slide in,
you just look at me. Oh, okay.
You know what messed me up?
All right.
You know what got me like that?
What's up?
So now I'm love with basketball.
That's what I'm talking about. See.
Man, you better breathe. You better, yeah.
She looked at me like, oh
it was the look for me on Love and Basketball. It was the look when he first put it out.
I looked at that look too.
She was like,
what do y'all say when you talk with that to your chick? What's your go?
That's why I'm asking her.
I'm talking to you.
The
nigga.
Dick talk for me.
What's your go to line? You know what I'm talking about? If you ain't never
nigga, you ain't you ain't in there being quiet, nigga. You ain't in there being quiet.
What
you gonna
say?
Feet, what? I like the feet on the chest. So you mean to tell me you don't
say shit? I'm
the dick talk for
hold me. Your thigh. No, nigga, you got
the dick talk
listen,
for
listen,
me.
Nigga, I done had a motherfucker to say talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's me. Like, that's me. Like I'm a be
when
a
was,
nigga.
When
you got
new,
to say
you
something.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't, you like this dick? You like I ain't know nothing about that shit. Dude.
It's four words they're gonna say they're gonna make you bust quick. Nothing this pussy. You gonna be done. You
let
be
me know when you about to nut.
That you
shouldn't have said nothing.
Look, I have 5 more minutes in me. Shit,
you shouldn't have said that.
The do you like the you like this dick shit? Okay, with that line,
that's
it's okay.
That's when you knew.
Okay, being new or whatever. This is the thing. You gotta have an attitude behind that shit.
You still didn't tell us. What?
You need to say that to her, even if it's new. You need to say that shit to her like you automatically know her ass gonna say it.
So you gotta say it like
you yeah, like confidence is big.
Oh, you can't say it like you like
because this is my thing. For me. This is for me. I'm a mom.
Do you feel that?
I'm a business owner. Like I got a big personality. I talk a lot. I got like all of that shit together. Like I need that's the one area.
I can't slip it out.
I need
too wet.
To be.
She need a motherfucker to holler at her.
Come on, man.
Y'all need to be hollering at each other, baby.
No. I don't need you to holler at me. This is the thing.
Don't you like this thing? I'm asking you a question now. Ooh. See, maybe like if you want to say something. Like,
you just scared the motherfucker. No.
Like, I'm going to be like,
come on, man.
I control a lot of things in my life, so that one area that's the area I need you to overpower me. See, that's the area
I'm having
you say
because I
tell
dominate. I
said
this a lot.
What you
want to
say, G? What's your go-to line?
What
you say when she asks you to talk?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not a talker.
And no, this is the reason why.
You don't have to be a talker because, sometimes.
I mean, no, like, I'm saying if she asks you to
some niggas will talk themselves out of
it. It's a specific.
Me, I'm asking questions about her. The women love to hear their self talk. So I'm asking her everything about her hands. Like,
why you fucking?
No, we talking about fucking. We talking about fucking.
We talking about fucking.
Oh. Hey, how was your day?
Did you have fun at work?
You're so pretty today.
Oh, yeah. I'm asking your favorite food.
You pulled out a book.
What's your favorite color?
What's your credit look like? I'm trying to buy a house. Right now. What's your credit look like right now?
The reason I'm not a talker is because I don't like, I'm a moaner. I ain't gonna cap.
Okay.
If I start talking, bitch, no sir.
No sir. He finna lie. So this nigga told me one time, you can't moan with no hoes.
You with hoes? You don't moan with hoes.
You feel me?
You
can moan. What kind of niggas is y'all?
I'm not moaning. No, she gonna use that.
Who gonna use
it? When you stop messing with her, listen. I had that nigga moaning like a bitch in there anyway.
I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
Now you not gonna say that while I'm trying to get some cookies at the cookie
shop. I don't give a fuck if a chick can walk up on me in the store. I had your ass moaning. That's a part of sex, motherfucker. Oh, you ate this pussy. That's a part of sex, motherfucker.
See, then with me, I'm a singer too, so moaning gonna be closest thing.
It don't matter, G. Fuck no. Like I don't give a fuck about no moaning. Bitch, I'm finna be in your ear like a fucking yodeler. Don't let none of this shit feel good. Pretty wings, nigga.
That was no hoes, man.
Man, you tweaking, G.
But if she, because I've been with women that want you to fuck. Talk, I'm a complimenter.
Look, bro. Missionary, G.
I'm a missionary.
I'm talking about face to fucking face. Like you said, I want her to hold her legs a little bit, and you might think I'm tripping. Every time, just I've been waiting to fuck you all day. And I'm telling you, G, once, G, it's like you tweaking.
I know you've been
tell a motherfucker you like that you've been waiting to fuck her all day. Imagine y'all texting, you know what I'm saying, talk about it back. Man, come on, that's a build up, G.
Listen to me.
That's a build up, G.
I look at you.
Well, you got some pretty titties. Nah, fuck no.
Like
hold them titties while I'm fucking you.
I used to. When I was
it's nice and wet.
Above average. I've had better.
Oh yeah, it's jiggle.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Like I used to tell my ex that shit. I'm like, nigga, send me tick like at work. Like, I don't be knowing what to say, nigga.
I get you. Again, dude.
We talked about this the other day. That's why a lot of dudes in relationships don't get a lot of pussy.
Like.
With him. You never heard that before?
Y'all carry on, man.
Like, we together. You don't know what to say to me?
You got to think about the dude. He like, shit, what the fuck I'm going to say to your ass to get you hot and ready when I get home?
I feel like that should come natural. You know what I'm saying?
But back on what Jay talking about.
Wait, really?
Listen.
How?
Somebody that you attracted
somebody
to,
you're with? Like somebody you're in a relationship with.
Oh, not me. I'm not talking about me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I feel like that should be like.
You gotta understand. All guys ain't like me in the middle of the totem pole. You got a lot of niggas that is cute ass niggas from the get go. So, coochie been being thrown to them for their whole life.
See, that's why I like.
Really have to base the turkey.
See, this goes back to the niggas with a dash of ugly.
Oh, Lord.
I knew you were going to say this shit.
Because they got a dash of ugly. They got to work a little harder so they're a little more creative.
Meet them ugly niggas.
Nigga, I swear to God. Nigga, a dash of ugly always keep you on your motherfucking toes.
Wow.
Get out of here, man. Come on.
Niggas a mechanic.
Your mind, they could work a little. You look quicker on your feet.
I'm just saying, you got.
Is it when you get older you start taking?
You gotta work a little hard.
No, I'm talking like your standards go lower when you get older. Like,
I know Sylvia Jackson.
A lot of women's do. Honestly.
Really? At what age do you?
I really feel like.
Just have a car. We'll work on the job.
like, not when you reach like cougar age, like in your 40s and shit, because really I feel like a lot of women who are in that like baby cougar phase, like their standards are starting to dip.
What's a baby cougar?
Like 30-35. Like, 30, 35.
So you wouldn't talk to a nigga that stay at home with his mama?
I'm not.
But he got a good job and a car. He just trying to save up to get a house.
Then nigga, you need to tell me your mama live with you.
Wow.
I just said nigga has a good job. He's saving up to go buy a house.
Oh, what? Oh, see, I didn't hear that. Well, yeah, it's just basically you got to explain it to me.
When you come over there, you
got to communicate with me.
He got to let his mom know he's having company. Like, such just coming over. That's okay.
And she be like, no, nigga.
You walk in, his mama smoking a little cig, watching something on TV. You going
nigga.
Past her room to his room.
You coming to my house. You coming to my house.
You saying that, but if you like him, you going to go over
there. You going to go over there.
If you like him, you going to go over there.
I don't know. Like, how would
you going to go over there?
I mean, I would. I don't know. So I would feel so uncomfortable. It would be so awkward.
You and they can
took
down
their
mom in the living room.
Let me close.
You know what I'm saying? Like the moment I hear her voice. In front of this bitch. Right, like the moment I hear her old feet.
Terry, I keep it down in there. All right.
Switch. Like the moment I hear her old feet switching down that hallway, because you know her fucking car. You know her hallway got plastic on it, bitch.
Yeah. Y'all hungry now?
Oh, she in there on the phone talking about. Nigga. Hey, she in there. She in there on the phone. While
like nigga. The church. Like nigga, I could be not to nothing. Be like, wait. Did she just ask us a question through this door?
Damn, mama. That should be fun though, bro. You somewhere you ain't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's how you get pregnant.
That's there's some truth behind that. My first daughter was good seed.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No, but I'm a couple.
I keep telling y'all this girl covered my mouth. Y'all talking about y'all scared the mom. I'm in here nothing up a storm. This bitch put because I'm in here loud. She like, bitch, my mama.
Has somebody
mama walked in on y'all?
Nah, oh no. Nah.
My whole son walked in on us.
No, nah, nigga, I'm talking about mother. I'm talking about we laying in the bed like
high school, and like, it wasn't even like mid stroke.
Like no, nigga, I'm talking like right after fucking like naked laying up. Like it was, right we just got done.
My mama
walking that bitch. Mm-mm. Nigga, I'm talking about. I had to. You remember Ace Ventura when he was? that was me in that bitch. And she was like, hey.
My daddy walked in on me and the girl.
That's different.
Your shout out to her because she in jail too.
God damn.
Just walked out.
Let's back up. Cause you killing me. You done had cougars. You done had the white bitch try to push your leg up. You done had the old bitch that you just ate a pussy and she just ate pussy for about an hour, 30 minutes, whatever you said. And you judged me about such and such early, but you ate pussy for an hour 30 minutes.
But I was 15.
that's terrible, G. Anyway,
this is when I was 28.
And now you got the 40-year-old cougar and the bitch in jail. Well, I bet that pussy was fine.
We was in high school. She went to jail like some years after.
Well, you been fucking for a long time, my guy.
I had to start in high school.
Sophomore year?
Yeah.
Don't let him tell you nothing about fucking. He probably was fucking himself.
Well, that's
both of y'all. That's why y'all get along. Huh?
That's dark. I wasn't.
Somebody took advantage of me.
Yeah.
See,
somebody took advantage of you.
It happens in bitch. I told you
like a school counselor too. Somebody took advantage of you.
Somebody took advantage of
you. I told y'all about this shit before going to church and everything, nigga. I know what the fuck was going on.
Hey, look, that's fucked up, and it really is fucked up. But this nigga told us this story when we were 30 now.
Y'all still supposed
to No,
bro. Oh, shit.
It's like the middle of the day.
Oh, it hit his heart and he had to get it.
No, look, just check this out. It's like the middle of the day. And we helping my homeboy move. I don't know what touched this nigga, but he just started
breaking. Hey, smart boss was lemonade on the beat.
Son, he just started breaking the story down. We walking the shit out like,
you know, I got rich.
Oh my God!
Something that reminded him.
Hey, but look. I don't know why he told me that shit. Cause like the moment he did, like you know how somebody tell you something, you just start processing jokes.
Yeah,
son, I'm talking. I'm over here going off.
Yeah, going off.
I'm like,
damn.
You remind
so, like,
me.
I was like, this is why niggas don't open up to their homeboys.
We 30 though, Jesus. You could have told us it a long time ago. We could have kumbaya then.
Bro, y'all weren't going then.
He might not have been comfortable.
I understand that, but like we of age now, and like the only way I could process it to make it okay was some to joke. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And like the shit went on for like a week and a half.
So y'all was gonna kumbaya. When y'all was younger, immature as fuck.
Hey, take this out, Randy. We wasn't that vicious when we was younger, right?
No,
we was not that vicious when we was younger.
Like, now we are. It's
like imagine hitting the group chat, like, hey, what's good, G? Oh, I fucked your mom. Like that's the energy that's coming. You know what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
What you doing, G? Shit, finna fuck your dad. You know, like all this type of shit. That's how they coming, G. All right.
I'm
gonna
stay out though.
That's how they coming, G.
How about a good morning?
No, nah, it ain't no good nigga. Imagine texting your dogs good morning.
Oh, we gonna get you.
We gonna get y'all. You text me after 10:30, like with some casual conversation and see don't I blow on your ass. You know what I mean?
We got
mad. What the fuck you want, nigga?
Wasn't see my text was like at 6 o'clock, man. Like, nigga. One more, I think I'm getting some ass.
Before I get into
somebody
this,
somebody better be dead.
Before I get into this, that's forever my dog. Forever my dog.
Think I'm gonna check some ass for my wife.
It's
right?
Like 6 a.m. Man, that nigga was like, we need to talk.
Whoa,
nigga, what?
Oh man.
And I'm like, okay, fuck, you a bad bitch. What I do to you, nigga? Yeah. We finna break up. The fuck? We finna talk. That's some shit I'm expecting from my old lady, nigga. What you talking about?
He said, we need.
We need to talk. 6 a.m. That nigga never text me what we need to talk about. Mm. But come on, bro. Don't do that. That's some whole shit. If I need to talk to this man, I'm gonna call him. I'm not gonna text him that gay ass shit.
That's so. What the fuck?
Forever my dog. Bro.
It's gay to text your homeboy. We need to talk.
This is a grown man.
He always does shit like
if,
this.
If I need to talk to him, I'm going to call him. I'm gonna first hit him up like, hey, what you good, dude? You working? What's going on? If he say, yeah, I'm good, what's up? All right, I'm finna call you.
That's the problem with texting.
We finna talk. It can be misconstrued.
That's the perception of it.
We finna talk.
You can text me something and I can hear it in a different way than you say.
We finna talk. That's like any grown man that's texting me, K. Just a single K. What the fuck are you doing, sir?
Now that's a little suspect.
But we need to talk, is not?
What if you say K in your face?
I'm gonna slap your ass.
Hey, pull up on me. Up. K.
that's how you will read it.
K.
Exactly.
It's the voice.
So, I mean, it's just it's shit that certain people say that it shouldn't go both ways.
What if you say K? Okay.
No, nigga.
Like Aaron.
I ain't even gonna dap before I leave. Okay, all right, dude, I'm gone.
You rushed out on me, bro. You said K.
It's too much. That might be a black masculine thing. I don't know, but it's K not. Or we need to talk.
It's not. I mean, we need to talk. That's definitely some conversational language that's left for you. One.
All right, I appreciate that. Just come on. Why the fuck would I text this grown man? We need to talk instead of just calling him.
But if you call him and say that, it's different.
Why the fuck would I call you and say we need to talk? We're talking.
Well, no, but you might be doing something. You get what I'm saying?
If I call, like I said, if I need to talk to this man, I'm gonna hit. Hey, you busy? Nah, hey, I'm finna call you.
I might call you.
And say, you see, and even that's even crazy because I text you that I'm finna call you when I could just call you.
Piss me off. Don't text me finna call you.
Like, I'm just saying, I could never just bring myself to hit you with a K or we finna talk.
Don't text me and say, call me. That's the one I don't like.
I got you certain family members finna that call do me,
but don't text me and say, call me.
No, I got something I can't text you.
It took you longer to say, call me than to click on my name.
But it's some women like that.
They
need it. Like, they need that conversation. Like, call me. Like, you couldn't call me. I just need you to call me.
They probably was somewhere
that. You know what I hate when they.
No. Like, yeah, she just want you to call her versus her calling you because it's like, man, it's like I don't know, I can't explain it, but I know women like that. I know women that I can be like, hey, you want me to come see you? If you want.
Now I just asked you. Brandon would get upset if I call him to tell him something. And he don't answer, and I don't text him and tell him what I called for.
Yeah, that sounds
good. And then he'll call me back and be like, you call me, I'm like, oh yeah, I just want to say, you know, X, Y, Z. Why you ain't taking me?
And you ain't answer the phone.
Probably because I was expecting you to call me back.
I hate that text me and call me shit and then we don't talk about that.
It's that.
Like, I feel like you just trying, it's to, that. Trying to see why I'm mad or something.
So what you been doing? No, what the hell? You
or you call me like two or three times back to back and then don't say shit.
What's up, man? I ain't heard from you. You ain't gonna hear from me again. Don't call me.
Do you? Yeah.
I mean, these my dogs, but we not no just on the phone ass niggas. Like, it's just certain shit we don't do. Like I'm not just going to call this nigga out of the blue. Hey, what you doing? I'm like, hey, man, you know, I did this and I did that today. Nigga, what? Like, I cannot hear from this nigga for 3 days and know everything cool. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
She works. Like, she...
Well, y'all girls. Oh,
that's crazy. I can't talk to this nigga every day.
To be honest, I'm like this.
I've been going to tell me I haven't heard from my friend in... days, I gotta go to her house.
What the fuck? Listen to me.
I FaceTime her ass.
I asked this nigga for $20 one day. This nigga called me like, you all right, bitch? What's going on? Just like, we don't do that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I really got to be going through some shit to really ask him for some money. He's like, nigga, this shit real? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I need. He's like, damn, I just tried to see you. I'm like, yeah, goddamn, nigga.
But like, I got that's friends a, that's a right last now.
Resort thing, though. You see what I'm saying?
I got friends right now. We literally are on FaceTime most of the day.
Really?
Oh, that piece.
Yeah, but both of them are fellow business owners. So most of the time, our conversations switch throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Shit, we can go from gossiping about some stupid shit, making us laugh, to bouncing ideas off of each other. Oh, I'm thinking about, you know, doing this sale. Mm-hmm. What flavors you think I should do? Blah 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 blah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And then go to fucking a serious subject, like somebody struggling with something. Like, but let me go without answering that goddamn FaceTime. You bitch, you all right?
Oh baby,
this is from JT.
You really life or death? Like, something going on?
If you don't have a uterus, okay? Don't FaceTime me ever.
Right. Now, well, you know, it depends on what's going on.
If you do not have a uterus,
I'll FaceTime my nigga.
Don't FaceTime.
It's got to be serious, though. What's going on? It's,
you got to be in a shootout. You got to have the police behind you.
No.
I like FaceTime this nigga. I don't regular call. It's always a FaceTime I call this nigga.
So here's the thing. I got to have some headphones on, or I got to have some AirPods.
Absolutely. I can believe it. No, I can believe it.
Y'all ain't feeling it.
He's going
to wild out. Like, I can definitely believe that shit.
I got him and one other homeboy. I'll probably look at that bitch for. I hope he hang up. And I'm going to call him back on my regular phone. No,
you ain't got no
ovaries. Ain't no way.
He called me one day and his mom was here. So
I
asked for hello. I said, your mom heard you. What the fuck you got me on face? I'm speaking about.
I went in the kid. Like, yeah, mama, this is what we do. This what we do. What's up?
My mama know I'm nasty. Fuck that shit.
Nah, my mama don't.
I'm all right. It's the one.
Your mama know
the girl? Absolutely. I mean, you know. Look.
That shit hurt.
Where you think I get it from?
My mama don't.
But Mariah, this the one.
That's your past girl? You got it from the moms?
Hey, I need to apologize to your mom, too. I cussed in front of her the other day. And like, it just came out. Because that nigga here said some shit. I'm like, fuck out of here, man. And I didn't even realize because she kind of paused and everybody was looking around. I was like, oh, shit.
One day.
You know how I felt about the mom.
Jay, shut up. Anyway, Mariah, look, this is the one right here. When you're on the phone and y'all talk about so much stuff, and then, like, their conversation leads to something that you like, hold on, put a pin in there, we're going to come back to it. And you finish that, and then you have to.
Like, I'm talking about, but see, as women, this is why I love being a woman. I would never trade my gender ever, because like, with my friends, you're not my real friend if you ain't never seen my titties. Like, I swear to God, like, you
and I can't come across
my close friends. Like,
so your friends seen your titties?
My friends have seen my entire body.
My
real friends?
Do y'all be sending each other pictures?
Nigga, yes.
Hey.
Which
friend that we call Titty? You ain't gotta say her real name, but she's supposed to send you some titties for everybody.
Oh, let me tell y'all.
She seen the titties and you ain't showing
it. I'm gonna tell y'all something none of y'all know.
Uh-oh.
So this is the type of stuff that
I'm gonna hold my comment to myself.
So like it might be a video, you know, I'm like and then boom, just like that. And they just bust out like, girl, you crazy.
Or I swear.
Just open something and it's just
what the
titties on them? Listen, I swear. We be on FaceTime and they be like, look at this. Like, I swear.
That's
y'all sending titties in the group chat.
Yes.
All day.
Not all day.
Imagine if your nigga sent dick in your group chat. Like,
oh, yeah. I was gonna say,
no, no, your dog. Your dog send you a video. Hey, man, look at this shit.
It could be anything. I'm talking about this. Boom, just like
that. Oh, y'all seen imposter too?
Girl, you crazy.
Put me in that.
Son. I will come and steal on your ass wherever you at.
If I'm like, hey, man.
I'm talking about, we talked to each other.
Is this a bump
other
of my dick?
Bugging out.
It's a bump of my dick, nigga.
First thing I'm gonna say,
bitch.
Bam. The first thing I'm gonna tell you.
It gotta be a hair bump, right?
Son.
First, dude, what I gotta do, man?
I'm gonna tell you, this is the first thing I'm gonna tell
help
you.
Help your boy out, my nigga.
Whatever you need to do, turn the water on the highest setting of hot.
I'm semi hard, but don't worry about this right now.
Oh my
god, you're filthy, first of all, bitch. And I'm gonna go to the world. I'm gonna Google some shit. Oh no, that's a herpes bump, G. You good? You dead? You
I'm
done?
I'm gonna send you a prescription.
Nigga,
you got to go. You gonna send him a prescription
on the book
for what?
Show me your dick. Somebody gotta die.
But I keep telling
you, see your homeboy then?
No, why?
Come in.
Why?
That's crazy, G. Oh.
You never seen your homeboy?
No. Never, nigga. Never.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Never.
Y'all cool? Listen, up to my life. Y'all doing things with another chick. That's the only time you see.
My God. I already told you, I had one train story. We're helping out my brother. No,
your stories were terrible.
But what I'm seeing.
And I ain't see his dick.
You gonna see your homeboy dick if they moving around, y'all changing positions.
The thing is, as a man, I wouldn't be paying attention to that.
You in the military, you playing sports, you gonna see nigga dicks? You in the shower.
That was a horrible ass sentence. You in the military? You see niggas
the military
now, that
made
is
it
true.
Okay to
in
see
the shower.
I've heard that you like it's one fucking shower head and then y'all had to like walk that up to that bitch.
It's just like this.
So you just in there, cheek down.
We all
your hands.
We all just like this.
All right, so I know what fucked my guy up. The military. I just blame it on that. The military fucked my guy up.
I don't judge you, bro.
Naked. You don't judge him.
I
do. Then basic training, it's like when you walk into your shower, it's no cover right there. So if you
just
walk by his ass, it's right here, and you hope no nigga don't turn around. You be like,
I just feel like, you know,
get to my spot.
Random,
watch my ass.
You be in that shower, random walking that bitch. I need some tissue. You know what I'm saying? And walk out that hole, like you just in that bitch, like, that nigga ain't even acknowledge my shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't even phase that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like if I walk in that bitch, I'm like, oh shit, nigga. Hurry up and run out that motherfucker.
Y'all would have made AIT a basic trainer.
That's,
AIT,
that's why we didn't go to the military.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Right. I wouldn't have made it on the first day.
These niggas over here fighting for their life.
Push up.
Looking at dick
the
all
first
day.
First day you get there, you take a shower, it's you like, there ain't no props here at all in this bitch, huh? We see each other.
Yeah, so you was just cool, yeah, huh?
Niggas, to take a bath, shower? Yes. I'm
going down. Just
keep my head up.
Musty ass nigga. Smack my everywhere. I'm not taking
no. Yeah, it's see, it's so the opposite. Ooh. With females.
I know.
It's so
there.
Like I
smell
swear.
Megan female locker room one time. I like
because like I said, 9 times out of 10, if I call you, if you my real friend, you see me naked.
Why though?
Yeah,
that's so comfortable. Why?
Well,
they probably be saying lumps.
I mean, me personally, I don't have a thing about nudity anyway. But with females,
it's not gay.
No,
what's not gay?
If we do that, that's gay though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah, she.
The joys of being a woman
with your nigga walk around naked around at homeboy.
The joys of being
you
a
walk
woman
in the bathroom, he facing a homeboy.
That's what I said.
What's this on my shit? What you gonna do,
hey man? Check
your homeboy
out.
Better be a doctor.
Like
your homeboy better. That will be the only time that shit will slide is if your homeboy is a doctor.
He's not one.
I gotta go to a
doctor. That's it.
Hey man, is this a book? no, that's a good looking dick. You know what I'm saying? Just
bro, I don't even like the look of my own dick. I'm not finna look at nobody.
You tripping.
I don't like the look of my dick.
Tripping.
Dicks is the most ugliest thing on earth, bro.
No, vaginas are definitely.
Oh, hell no.
Vaginas are.
Dicks is ridiculous.
What? They, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arby's double, we got the meat now.
Big I'll take that.
Vaginas aren't cute. They're not cute.
Nah, puffy hairy coochies ain't cute.
Nah, yeah, that's the 1860s.
And them coochies that fall out when you take the panties off.
You done had a hard sex life.
Me and some pork panties.
You done had a hard sex life.
You ever seen no coochie like that?
Yeah.
Like damn beef curtains come out.
You know what? I agree with you.
Oh my god!
I agree with you, pussy.
They're not cute. They're not. They just, but they feel nice. That's why y'all feel like the motherfuckers is like cute, because like, they feel
what you,
nice.
What you just said, like, damn, pussy is ugly as fuck. Like, pussy I'm fucking, is not cute. That shit ugly.
No,
the rest of it looks good. So y'all be ignoring what the pussy look like. And they feel good. That's why y'all ignore what the pussy look like. But vaginas are not cute.
Hey, but you know what? What's that old saying? Can we both ugly?
Exactly. Dicks is ugly, bro.
I told the nigga that one time. Ooh,
big ass, I like twisted veins and shit. Don't have a turtleneck on
good
your
time,
chest.
Good time.
All aggressive looking.
Good time.
So y'all,
then
y'all be looking at that motherfucker.
Y'all love that mushroom. Y'all love that mushroom.
I don't mind a turtleneck. Because most uncircumcised dicks be huge. I don't mind a turtleneck at all.
You good, G?
I love that. You gotta take your wins
how
you get it.
Small victories,
fam.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
man.
I mean,
oh, I definitely examined the dick because I was with a guy one time. I was like, you know, why the hell are your dick this big? Like,
was not ready.
That was a great ass question to that nigga, too. Ready. Well, you know what
I'm saying? Like, shit.
Yeah.
God, my mama fucked my dad. Look, my mama fucked my dad.
Like, that's
the best of both worlds.
So
you had a dick you turned down because it was too big?
No.
Oh, so you just taking 10, 12 inches dick normally.
Yeah.
Nah, you leave the women alone like that. Ain't no...
But I mean,
that'd be them pussies that be.
I'm falling in that bitch. Hey.
I never had that.
Bitch, you ever been in the business you're gonna walls?
Bitch,
a hallway. Nigga, I'm telling your dick little.
No,
bitch, your coochie is.
Look, I don't know about them, but I'm just.
I'm
glad that I have one of those bodies.
You come tell me you had a nigga dick 12 inches. Hey, nice knowing
no,
you.
No, nigga, I had.
God bless
you.
God bless you.
I have God had one. You. I had had one that I was scared of beforehand, though.
Yes.
Like, because the story, hey, it was 12, funny. Because the nigga was like,
that's divine for me, folks.
When I, you know, asked for a picture or whatever,
that's great.
He was like,
boys measure our dicks and tell
no,
you're
out.
Like, when I
y'all bugging out.
I'm just saying that's the vibe for me because, like, that's that initial missionary, and I'm, you know, climbing on top, and she looking, and that bitch swinging. I see your eyes. Your
what
eyes
made me go do my homeboy told girls, like, yeah, I'm over here 9.5 inches. I'm like,
you know,
the well, like,
but these niggas said they measured their dick. You measured your dick before?
Nah, I'm good. No, I'm lying. Yeah. I ain't measured
it almost with death.
Listen, no, I ain't measure it with like no ruler, no shit. But I don't.
If you tell me
with a remote or something.
But like I asked this nigga for a picture,
a picture,
and he was like, "Yeah," and he was like, "I don't know, cause I don't want you to get scared." And I was like. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, yeah, nigga. Like every nigga think they dig me. Mm-hmm. Nah, this nigga sent this picture, and I was like,
ugh.
Yeah, my nigga, it was nice knowing you. Mm-hmm. He was like, see what I'm talking about? But I tried that shit in.
Was
it
good?
Nigga ever sent you a dick pic with his face in it?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't do that.
Nah, I ain't put my face in
there. You don't put your face in
there? I
like no, his shit.
I'm just asking. Hold on, wait. Y'all ain't put your face in the
shit. His shit was a full frontal. What?
You.
They can send my shit around.
I told y'all. My nigga, when I was sending dick pics, I didn't give a fuck.
You put
drop that bitch.
Nigga was putting his initials on the picture.
I shit you not, man. We was at work. And this girl cousin came through, and she ain't work there. You know, she walked in, she got a dress on. I'm like, damn. And she came over and introduced her. You know, we exchanged numbers and shit. So, you know, people used to go by. We don't. Send her that shit. I come back to work the next day. She was looking like, damn. I said, what the fuck? I said, she showed you that fucking picture. She's like, nigga, I ain't even never look at Judas. I was like, chill out, G, because I never fuck with you like that. But y'all ain't putting y'all
surprise joy.
Y'all ain't putting y'all faces in these Delphies, my nigga.
Nah, it's you and
nigga,
my homeboy.
Did you say a Delphi?
A dick selfie.
Do females get excited about the big pictures like niggas?
From a nigga they like.
When a nigga they like. We want them.
That's not no surprise, big picture.
When we want them. No, this but niggas, like when we're attracted to you.
Right now, like you said.
Don't come up in my, like, don't slide in my DMs and shit. And I don't know you, so, or we just met.
It's when they start getting weird, G. Like, this girl one time, she was like,
I don't give a fuck if I'm attracted. I'm like,
you know what you, what you
put your phone on the floor and stand over that bitch and see me a picture.
Don't give
me
no phone.
What? I'm like, hold on,
give
man.
Give me directions.
I'm like, I'm not finna take no fucking
picture
with my tainted ass off in this fucking camera. Like, what the fuck wrong with you? Hold it like this.
Yeah, but like, even a nigga I'm attracted to, if we just start talking, and you send me a dick pic, like, unwarranted, I'm going to be like,
really? So if I hit you and be like, hey, man, I want to show you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because my thing is, just out of nowhere, I'm just
showing you what's going to happen, you know? Like, prepare for this shit.
I guess it's just weird to me.
Prepare.
You got to say it, like, with the invisible shit through your messages.
I be fucking Snapchat filter on my shit. Looking
a little
bit more handsome.
She got to, what is this? Oh, my God. That shit funny, man.
I think it look aggressive. I don't like saying that. It look aggressive. It look like he rob you. My dick
pause.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
How in the fuck does a dick look aggressive?
It look aggressive. I don't know. The veins.
The veins popping. You know.
Motherfucker look like a personal trainer. That, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it looks strong. Like,
yeah, that mother look like a girl.
I've been told Joy that shit fake. I'd be like, nigga, you see me one of them damn anime dicks. Damn tentacle dicks from anime.
This is
all right. Okay. So,
neither one are attractive.
Coochies is cute. I'll tell you what's messed up about coochie. This why I don't take showers of bitches.
Hold on, before you get into that, G, we gonna get him Jay's take. All right. You gonna get Jay's takes on coochies, my nigga.
I guess so.
And then you being a G. Jay's takes, everyone. Let me give him an applause.
Well, my take is just to, what? No. Yeah, we go.
Oh, whatever you got, G.
Okay, first take is, ladies, if you with your man and y'all taking a shower, keep that shit cute. That's what I'm saying. Make sure. Don't wash your coochie for real how you wash your coochie while he in the shower. That shit is like domestic violence. You can't really look away, but you don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying?
I instantly regret this.
You put your leg up and you just look like a white nigga playing a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying? Say,
so, you know what?
Fuck wash up. Your coochie in the tub when we ain't in there.
You know what's fucked up, G? We used to go to the basketball camps in Southern, and you know, boys got to share bathrooms. We walk in on the coach and that bitch. Just one leg up.
The one. Rah,
rah, rah, rah. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like Slash on Dirty Diana video.
Dirty Diana.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Another take. Just one more. If you a rapper over 45, put that shit up. I watched that Versus last night.
Come on, man.
And Busy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to put that shit up. Y'all niggas should have been coaching somebody Little League or something by now.
At the same time, it's different because them niggas was real gangsters back then. Or
I understand that.
Come on, man.
That shit up. You can't be no 50-year-old gangster. That shit get played out now.
Come on, man. Somebody walk up on you right now.
Still being called flesh and bone. Get your ass. Come on, brother. Then you 55 to about you Juicy J. Nigga, you is Justin. You is Joseph. You is Big Joe. Sit your ass down.
Come on, OG.
Then one of them niggas had a weak arm. So I was like, fight your ass. Nah, chill. Who you gonna throw one punch, they gonna dodge it.
I'm about to cut your shit off, man.
Shout out to DJ Paul though. But y'all over age, man. Put that rap shit up. Y'all ugly motherfuckers ain't finna. And shout out to Terrence Howard who popped out there like he was still DJing with. If you go rap with a fedora on, you just need to quit. That nigga came out there going, whoop that trick with a fedora on. So if you a rap over 50, just retire, bro. Rap
me. Man, don't do that, retire. Man. Don't do that.
If you ain't Jay-Z, the shit looks sad.
Oh my God.
Jay-Z, you hard. Them niggas Bone Thugs and Harmony ain't had no harmony yesterday.
Oh my God.
What a nigga with a nine, nine, so these
niggas. What I took from it is it's two different. I don't feel like they should have won against each other because that's two different bombs. That's some fucking club music, some shit you get hyped to,
right.
Versus them niggas trying well back when they was doing it. Right. You know, that's like two different vibes.
And Gangsta Boo sounded like Gangsta Byron. I was like, who is this nigga over there?
I heard they brought Duke Deuce out there.
Yeah, he cut up. Big. That's my boy.
But my homie said he put on.
Yeah, he cut up. But if you're a rapper over 45.
45 is?
And you ain't made it.
And they fought. That
but
shit
they made
so,
it.
That shit looked so childish. Juicy J threw a punch that didn't land.
Y'all ugly motherfuckers ain't finna talk about me up here.
I heard the nigga say, man, suck my dick.
Yeah, suck my dick. Play that shit. He said it quick. He tried to say it. Nigga heard it though. So, yeah. First take, females, you know, wash your coochie before you get in the shower with her.
I'm finna get in the shower with you. Ain't finna be no cool to watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't. Even if we get done, don't try to wash your ass for real. Let me get out first. Because when I see you
I mean, you know, coochie. Niggas relating all that. That shit look like I'm not finna be taking no shower with you every night just to be taking a shower.
That shit look like a car wreck.
Let's get in this bitch and get live, you know.
Yeah. But don't wash
your coochie. I'll wash it back maybe every other night. Not now.
Nah. That's probably why some of these coochies be looking blue out too, because they washing them too hard.
Let's move on. Jay's
take. Like she need an SOS pad while she's watching them.
Jay's take, everyone. Jay, get this man here.
He need an SOS pad.
Oh my God. Let's talk about that.
Oh my God.
Is it worth a man to get married?
I think so, man. I mean, it's a lot.
You lose everything, my nigga.
You do.
Even if it's her fault.
If it ends bad,
it's okay.
So it's like, what about the marriages that are winning? Everybody looks at divorce versus. Was you know people that are happy and marriage is working. Why is that ignored versus people breaking up? And
I think the people who
I think the gap's so big.
Marriage, but that long, you marry your best friend. If you marry your best friend, I can dug it out for like 30, 40
I'm
years.
Punch her face when you finish.
So that segment came from this post. The question says, why men don't marry? And this is a response from a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She's the author of a book called Men on Strike, and she says because there's nothing in it for them. What exactly does marriage offer men today? Men know there's a good chance they'll lose their friends, their respect, their space, their sex life, their money, and if it all goes wrong, their family.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to enter into a legal contract with someone who could effectively take half their savings, mm-hmm. pension, and property when the honeymoon period is over.
Yep.
Men aren't wimping out by staying unmarried or being commitment phobes. They're being smart. Unlike women, men lose all power after they say I do. Their masculinity dies too.
It's true. I agree.
It's true.
You lose everything, my boy.
My nigga, I got family that got married, and like I'm telling you, like 2 months in, that nigga hit me up. He's like, man, Keisha let you rip when you want to. I'm like, why you ask me that? He's like, man, ever since I got married, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking every day.
I told you that. You was like, huh?
I don't understand
crazy.
That.
It's not, though.
I don't understand
what
that.
What you mean it's not?
I'm not, bro.
Bro, I don't think a lot
if
of women.
You married and your woman not giving you cookies?
I don't think women grasp that concept. I think they'd be so happy to say I'm getting married that I'm hitting this need to say, will you spend the rest of my life, the rest of your life?
Right.
And it's like, I hear some women say, if I say no, the relationship shouldn't be over. Are you out your mind? If I hit this need and I say, hey, will you spend the rest of your life with me? And you tell me no, I'm supposed to be okay and we supposed to still move on with life?
Right.
Like, that ain't no just everyday question. You know what I'm saying? Right. That mean I done made up my mind.
But like, I've never gotten that. Like, I understand that, like, marriages and long-term relationships kind of go through that phase where sex changes for them.
I ain't never been through that phase, right?
I, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't never been through that phase. What? I don't want you to touch me, or I'm not attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you're telling me I'm going through this, going through that, it's hard for me to understand, because especially if you're attracted, I'm like, I'm supposed to just be in this house and be okay not with not fucking with you or not wanting to have, you know, sex with you at all.
It's women like that, dude.
But like I know.
Saying, like I don't understand. Earlier,
life happens. Motherfucker ain't gonna be in the mood for sex every day.
It's cool every day. That's fine. I understand every day. I ain't saying I'm just gonna fuck on you every day, every day, every day, every day. Right. But you telling me we finna go 2 and 3 weeks, a month, 3 months without you touching me? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm supposed to be fine with, you know what I'm saying?
No, you don't. But that's one of the.
That's how it's treated, though.
I feel you. But so that's one of the great things about marriage. You got
24 to 48 hours, my nigga.
That's one of the great things about marriage to me, though.
You got 24 to 48 hours.
That challenge and that puzzle.
What I say?
Figuring somebody else out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Hey. So you telling me?
So give me some. You live. We ain't gotta be married, nigga. We ain't gotta be married. If you live with me, nigga, I got living dick and what? Nigga.
I'm just saying though, bro. Mm-hmm. How does it get to a point where you say,
I'm liable. I'm the type of person. You stop fucking me. We sleep in the same bed together. For what? Mm-hmm.
Living the house, me and
you,
I'm going away yet.
Now. Like, what am I sleeping next to you every? Thank you. Like, what? Why am I laying next to you every day for you to not, nigga? Wish the fuck I would, nigga. I could be comfortable by myself somewhere watching my TV shows, nigga.
With y'all roses and y'all tulips,
But I get that. But you know, most women will say, "Oh, some women go through the phase, but they don't want to be touched." Women will say that.
I mean, I have friends like that. Like, mm-hmm. I literally do. I don't understand.
So, I mean, I understand.
I've never understood that.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand life happens, but
I don't think women understand what
life happens. And you're supposed to tell me I'm just supposed to be okay with you going through this and not helping me with my needs, right? Because a lot of men are more physical than women, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you need that emotional, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to make sure you're okay. Your mental, you see? But if you fuck me and I go to sleep, I'm going to be all right.
And see, I'm the opposite. I've always been different from my friends. Like, my best friend will tell you. She like, if I mad at you, she mad at you. Mm-hmm. Nigga, no. Mm-hmm. Nigga, Me and my pussy are separate entities. Okay?
I feel like that's your catchphrase because you say that like 92 times.
I swear to God. Why am I gonna deny her a good time? Cause we up here mad, nigga. I'ma catch this nut and then I'ma roll over and still be mad at your ass, depending on how bad the argument is. I mean, if you fuck me good enough, I might not be mad no more. Nigga, you better be in this pussy like you on a game show. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Nigga, you better do your good fucking that night.
You gotta fuck like you're homeless. I'm saying.
Do you hear me? You better fuck like you a homosexual.
A lot of women that go through them phases don't know why they're going through them phases.
A lot of times, I believe it's hormonal, though.
Damn, like, or real it could be depression. Like, mother, especially black people, we go through a lot of mental health shit that we don't know nothing about. We ain't got no diagnosis on it, none of that.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, this is why I make marriage, this is why I love marriage so much, is because, man, it's such a challenge. And it's such a beautiful thing learning something.
And it is work.
And fixing the atmosphere. Like, a lot of dudes don't get a lot, like I was talking about earlier, I know a lot of dudes that's married or got a woman, but they don't get a lot of sex just because as a man, you don't know how to set the atmosphere for nothing. You just go with the flow as a dude. No, I dictate the flow. In my house, I dictate the flow.
Is that?
If I want some coochie, guess what? I ain't start. If I know tonight I'm going to fuck you, or even at lunch, I'm gonna fuck you. Guess what? I'm gonna set the atmosphere for that. I'm texting that you part. All day.
That part.
I'm pulling your cute ass panties out today. Right. So you can put them on so you can feel sexy all day.
That ought to be a two-way street, though, G.
It should. But like you was just saying, niggas don't really need an atmosphere. If we can fuck a bitch in a box with a sock.
But so here's my thing on it, or my take on it. Because it's like you said, sometimes you'll go, one might be going through some phase, this, that, and other. Right. But now you done see me out in the world.
Right.
Unfucked. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then I know, you know what I'm saying? Just if I walk in this room, motherfuckers is looking. That, like I said, that is too much fucking power for me.
Right.
Too much motherfucking power. So like if I walk in this room and if I feel like if I apply myself, I can fuck this motherfucker.
Right.
If I apply myself, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers looking. So it's like, damn, how this motherfucker that I don't even know her middle name, she telling me all this shit she gonna do to me and do this, but you going through a phase.
Is it
because you had the dick or are you comfortable?
Hoes are always.
I'd be damned if I give another bitch the opportunity to fuck my man. Nigga,
I don't want to say it.
If
like
you cheat on me, it's because your motherfucking ass is greedy.
I'm going to say that.
You got to be.
That has been a thing too.
Because my friends will tell me all the time, listen, like, I'm just one of them people, like, my libido is to the point where, like, I've had problems in more than one relationship where the nigga is just like, nigga, I can't keep up with your ass. And I went through a point like where I was, like, kind of, so I could fuck every day. I don't have to, but I could.
What other things just laying on your back?
Yes.
What is that? You know, some women think.
Boy, shut the fuck up.
Nah, okay, I ain't lazy.
Nah, that nigga, he trying to get a rise out of everybody. That's what he do.
Lazy bitches exist, but I ain't one of them. I literally was like Googling herbal supplements to lower my libido to keep my relationship.
What kind of shit is that?
What the fuck up with God made?
Listen.
He gave you that for a reason.
When you love a person, you do shit for them.
That's true.
And I was in a long-term relationship, and
you was dealing with out-of-shape niggas. That's why.
Hell no, he was skinny as a motherfucker.
That don't mean he's in shape.
But I mean, he wasn't out of shape.
Skinny niggas can be. I know a lot of niggas.
I got high blood pressure. Listen. What you just saying? If you love somebody, you do stuff.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Go back to what you were saying, bro. That go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It do.
But it's the double standard shit again. Mm-hmm. Right? So women are way more moody than men, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree.
Man, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Way more emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, that's the fun part of being married. Like, setting an atmosphere, dictate to an atmosphere, and even interfering with other atmospheres. If my wife working a job that she don't like and they pissing her off, I love being the place that she being her refuge,
her comfort zone. Yeah.
And I don't care how many niggas, how much pussy they get, ain't nothing worse than getting some. Oh, it's a couple things worse than that. But don't nobody want some pussy that somebody low key want to get to. You know what I'm saying? Right. That I'm tired pussy.
That's like
you still gonna take it, but yeah, you gonna be mad.
Yeah,
that's like getting unenthused.
You know what I mean?
No, that's different now.
What you said on it?
Unenthused. You gonna suck the dick and go, all right.
Yeah, Bernie Mac said he gonna make you stay down
now. I mean, by the time you ain't going home never, I've been putting my back into it.
Hold the head.
Hey, don't move. Just I got this. That shit is crazy though, because it's like, on one hand, I can't process it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to process that because it's kind of like, I know what you look like. You know what I'm saying? And I love you.
What?
You see? How is it that I can't get this affection from you, like, what? You know, or this physical from you like that?
What? I don't think, and this is probably just me being optimistic. I think perspective matters. Like, I don't never think it's a thing that you can't. I think sometimes they just want us to put more action in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's two hands with me though.
Yeah, because I mean a lot of niggas feel like
so
that because y'all are together now, that they don't have to
by that pressure.
Yeah, like I don't want to use the word work for the pussy because I mean, winning. Yeah.
But that's what it is.
It is. It is yours, but like you, I still want you to be affectionate with me. Mm-hmm. I still want you to woo me. I still want you to make me feel sexy.
I know niggas who are more affectionate with their car than with their woman. That's true.
I swear.
Well, look, the fuck out their car
career. In a pit bull?
Pay more attention.
That car ain't shit.
Still though.
You got a 93 Saturn.
Got some Rams. And see, I'm the type of motherfucker that'll tell you, go stick your dick in the tailpipe.
It's a Filipino. It's a Filipino.
Nah, that's filthy there. Carbon monoxide, my nigga. But yeah.
It's, like,
I say there's two sides of it. Because on one side, you know what I'm saying? It can get to a point where that's all I'm looking for. You know, that's my comfort zone. That's how I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? I need that physical. And I'm a spoiled ass nigga.
Yeah.
So, like, I got to, you know what I'm saying, level that out.
Yeah.
I got to level that out because motherfucker tell me no, you know, well, as far as my relationship, motherfucker tell me no, that shit still hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like, God damn.
This thing's for sure.
Like, God damn. And then me and Shalay had this conversation. So, you know, she back.
Thank you.
But she was telling, I ain't going to call his name, but she was telling me her dude told her, do you know what I could be doing and what I gave up to be with you? And, you know, she had a smart ass remark for it. And I was kind of like, you got to think about that. We from a small town. If all I know is having sex with women and fucking hoes, this, that, and other, and I give this up for you, that's a major step for me. Right. But instead of you, you know what I'm saying, okay, yeah, you did that, but go fuck them hoes then. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, if that's all I know, and I get to a point and I say, I'm gonna get this up to try to be with you and make everything work for you. Why is that frowned upon? Because, you know, they was just some hoes. That was my lifestyle then. That's what I cared about, right? Yeah. But nobody looking at it like that. You see what I'm saying? Nobody saying, damn, he did get this and that up.
I feel you. But I say this. I think it's a difference when a man give up hoes and get with a woman, because most of the time, hoes ain't adding up to your life, but pussy.
Some skill sets.
Because I'm shaking in my mind like, nigga, you want me to congratulate you for not being a hoe no more?
Yes! The fuck?
Not congratulate, but you see, you ain't looking at it the right way. I done gave up everything that I like to do.
A chick I can call anytime to come suck my dick. Now I got to deal with your ass who maybe
not in the mood to
suck my dick.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes!
So, like I said, on one hand, I got to realize, you know, that ain't cool to say out loud, right? On the other hand,
your throat
damn,
buster.
This motherfucker I could have texted at 5 a.m. in the bathroom just to come suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? So,
to be honest, I don't think that's a bad thing to say. I just think that's
what. No. I think it would definitely be a bad thing to say because somebody you love.
Not, but you ain't gonna say that to somebody you love.
Exactly, that's what I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying?
If
like,
we just
I'm not
dating,
gonna just,
or if we just start dating.
I'm not gonna say nothing to piss you off like that. Period. Like, I'm not that guy that's gonna be just saying random shit to you. Because when you say random shit to me, I'm not gonna let it go. I'm gonna remember that shit forever.
Exactly.
But I think that's my thing that I know. Me and my wife going through a little horrible thing right now. But to be honest, our sex life always been on.
Yeah.
That's just because we know how to get each other there. We know, and then we like that's the great thing about marriage too. Like when you,
hey boy, you got deep in his dick, boy. <honest. laughs>
He about to go home as fuck right after this goddamn
episode.
Keep it up.
We
but what I'm saying is,
he about to hit her up.
If you text all day,
that part, he about to hit her up for some of them random parts.
Hey, it's been a while, you know.
And that's a lot of time why people don't want to be single again, man.
Niggas don't want to take that step.
Don't trade places with what I've been through, my nigga. Work that shit out.
Trash. No, but you don't want to learn somebody again, man.
Nigga.
Why is that so detrimental?
Oh, shit.
I say it's detrimental.
It's not detrimental. It's irritating.
Listen, that's how it's frowned upon. So think about that.
Yes.
Think about somebody because, say.
And I'm explaining why it's irritating.
Somebody say they don't want to quit and they'd rather work it out. Right. Quitting is the easiest thing you can do. Sometimes. You don't think so? Staying and trying to work it out is hard. That's the hardest shit you can do.
It is, but quitting not always easy either.
Shit. If I say I'm done with this shit and completely done, that's easy for me to fucking do.
Why my mother still be fighting with crack then?
That's different.
That's not.
No, that's fucking in your system. You got to get off this shit. You got to go to therapy for this shit.
Hell yeah.
Soul ties is
real love.
Nigga, I done had some soul ties.
So real.
And nigga, I done let some shit go that, you know, like shit's crazy. You're right.
I ain't even
a strong nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing with feeling like that, why is feeling so detrimental? I hate for a motherfucker to tell me, get out your feelings.
Oh, bro, you know what's crazy?
I hate for a motherfucker to say, get out your feelings. That's the most disrespectful shit you can say to anybody. Nigga, if me and you have a conversation right now and it make you feel some type of way, the most disrespectful shit I can tell you is to get out your feelings.
But that's what
you just immediately invalidated how I feel. Yeah.
Exactly. Me and you in a relationship, and you come to me with this big issue, and I say, get out your feelings.
And laugh at you.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Get out your feelings. Go get in your bag. That's niggas will say some shit like that.
And absolutely. It's always so us though. I feel like we the only black man and black women are the only people that tell you to do that. Get out your feelings about
I'm so scared about eating this.
The same thing. When they tell us shit like go back to Africa.
Boy,
your ancestors, my mom ain't do none of your be like, this was like 100 years ago. That crackers was long ago.
Chill out,
but
dude.
We do it with each other. Like, think about how many couples you know. The man can't really communicate his feelings to this woman, or vice versa.
We talk about this. Like I said, man, how would you tell your woman she stinks?
Yeah.
Like, how would you communicate that?
Exactly. Like,
I'm gonna tell y'all off air because I ain't gonna put my dog out there.
But like, that's a big problem in our community.
Why is that? Why do you think it's that? Because we just can't handle the truth, or our feelings get hurt, or
no? I think that's been passed down to us from other races. Like, think about it. We couldn't even say we was tied
that's true.
In 1810 because motherfuckers want their cotton pick.
True.
You say you tied, you want to, you get whipped around
there. Beat your ass, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or as a boy, like I know my uncles when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Man, I wish you would cry. You fall and hit the ground, something.
Mm-hmm.
Or say that shit hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to keep going. That's how we train. And then, same thing for our women. Somebody break their heart a couple of times, they can't communicate.
You don't need no nigga.
Guess
you
know what? Don't feel no more.
Yep.
Do these niggas like they do us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody literally just said that to me today.
And all this shit is non-conducive to unity. It's not conducive to having a family.
Right.
It's not. How you gonna have a family and a wife and a mother and a father can't communicate? And what lessons are they passing down to their young?
You know, kids gonna do what they see.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this shit get way deeper than just sex or just, like, especially for men. And I understand everything you're saying because sex, for men, is a physical thing
I feel like that's heavy for me because I'm gonna show you how I love you, you know, during sex. I mean, I'm gonna do everything else I'm supposed to do for I'm this household, but that's how I, you know, that's how I'm gonna show you, you know, certain aspects of this relationship.
But just the scientific aspect of it too, all the testosterone is let out, all the stress that's let out.
I'm gonna perform better, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Once my nuts like,
exactly.
But it's frowned upon because it sounds like, oh nigga, all you want is sex. Well, damn, if I ain't getting sex, what are you saying?
No, I want a release. I want a refuge. I want to come inside you because that's the
but,
good.
But like
that,
I said, it's,
that make me feel like I belong.
It's two sides to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can have some sex and I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't depressed no more. I ain't sad. You know, I'm going to go about my day.
Yeah. I definitely have a rebuttal to that.
What is that?
I'm going to save it for
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just saying. Just slid some coochie that feel like it was made for you.
Every night,
that shit feel like heaven, man. Like,
That's why I say,
I love you.
Damn,
you slide in.
Talking about
well, that shit done after that. You know what I'm saying?
Just start hearing R&B music and he playing R&B. Just start
now
playing.
Now you, I don't care that bitch. She fucking out. Damn.
I have been telling me that I would put somebody the next day because she told me that. But she don't run me.
But I'm a cold ass nigga, man.
She don't run me. She ugly.
What was the other shit we were talking about?
Let's move on.
Don't give this dick to nobody.
What you got for the ride? Do you, you want to start that up?
Let's do the topics. Let's start that.
Nigga!
do you want to do Black Butter Fire Fix? Is this nigga trying to save himself?
She got a rebuttal, though.
She said she's going to save it.
That's okay.
Okay. We're going to give it up for Miss Mariah. This is our first time with the Black Butterfly Fit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a rebuttal to what we were just talking about. Now, Randy was like, that's irritating to start over again. And then y'all talked about like only niggas only want sex. I'm going to speak because all of you guys are in relationships. I'm the only single person, nigga. We're not going to go there. Anyway, I'm the only single person at this table.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to explain
why.
That's not true.
Bro. It's irritating.
Nigga.
Oh,
and Keisha gonna yank your ass and be like, "Nigga, get your ass."
I gotta get some more shirts made that say DTK.
Get your ass back in here.
Don't tell Keisha.
And you gonna turn your ass around and go back in the house.
I am. What's good?
So my rebuttal to that is, as a single Black woman here, and speaking from like a woman who is like, I'm not. Like, I don't want to sound like braggadocious when I say this, but like, I'm not the average female. Like, I'm not gonna be that person that's gonna nag your ass all the motherfucking time, like all that shit. You know, a lot of men out here say they want this.
True.
But they have to get through their whole phase first. And that whole phase can last for fucking decades. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. He really
look, he got a riot right the fuck now when I said that. So I'm gonna explain it. Okay, so coming from a place where I was married and then going to the single life, nigga, it's hard as fuck out here to be single. And this goes for women and men because there's some ain't shit ass females out here too. Oh, but I will say,
I ain't hear that.
It is. There's some ain't shit ass females out here too. But in my age bracket and in my area, like, it's a lot of niggas out here who just, they are not trying to commit. There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers who want to be in situationships and things like that. They want you to be loyal to their dick, but they don't want to be loyal to you. Like, you better not get this dick to nobody else. Nigga, half a month to had your shit. Currently getting your shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, the idea of a relationship is scary to a lot of men. And we have discussed, like, why niggas don't marry. But, like, when you have a person that shows you that all the females are not the same and things like that, like, there are some men out here who literally treat sex like it is nothing. Like, yeah, y'all are in relationships and that's y'all's love language and that's how you show y'all, you know, that's how you show y'all partner that y'all love her. It's the same for us. Like, your body as a female is supposed to be sacred. Like, nigga, if I offer you my body, like, that's the reason why we have wombs and y'all have that, like, nigga, like, I am offering up myself for you to be inside of me. That's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the, like, when the feelings are there. I ain't speaking on no casual shit.
Okay.
Like, when it gets to be, because sex is level. And when it gets to that area, like, the vibe is completely different. So, like, once I reach a certain point with you, sex is no longer just a casual thing. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's when I say communication is big, because it's time for y'all to have that conversation.
True.
Because when you get to that point where them feelings really start mattering, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a nigga over here. Like, that's why I say with ladies, If y'all say, oh, I'm fine with just fucking you, it's okay. We can. No.
Never.
No, 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 no. Never. Ladies, listen, it's okay to start that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to need y'all to tell these men when the contract start changing.
When you hit that bottom on the ass, pop it.
When the contract start changing, like the details of this contract start changing, it's time for y'all to have a conversation. Because, like, it's a lot of situationships out here and bitches turning into Kim Porter. Yeah. Fucking a nigga for 5 and 10 years without no relationship. Because niggas are scared of commitment or whatever. Like, it's time out for that. We get too old for situationships, people.
The situation change. Get to hit that coochie and start making house music.
Wait. Bounce a biggity.
Yeah, not that.
She's gonna be here for. And she,
You said a scary word, commitment. Oh,
shit ain't scary.
Nigga.
He said, oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Like, because I feel like it shouldn't be scary.
It is.
Once I prove to you. That, because like I'm not talking about like a bitch that want to commit to you after like 2 sex sessions or after y'all done went on 3 dates. I'm not talking about that.
Oh,
I'm talking about we done made a connection. Like I done showed you like I'm in it for the long haul, huh?
Ain't that the normal now though? Take a motherfucker out a few times, you the hit. Oh, you my boyfriend now.
Let me
ask
my girlfriend.
It shouldn't be.
Let me ask this because I see a lot of women say this. But I don't think they ever really had evidence that this is true. You just said once this person showed you that they not like everybody else.
Yeah.
How do women know that? Or how do a man know that? That I'm truly not like the other niggas you did.
I really feel like there's a point where both of y'all reach an understanding like this, like I can't really explain it. Like it's a like when the feelings come, and a lot of women, I will say, don't recognize that there aren't feelings on the other end, and they be in situationships by themselves or relationships by themselves.
I think on the contrary too, a lot of women don't realize when they got a good man.
Mm. Oh, facts.
Mm. Why is
that? Definitely.
And vice versa too. Mm-hmm. Man the same way.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I really believe that happens because, like, and I honestly believe, like, shit like that comes from, like, past trauma and shit. Because men and women are different when it comes to trauma in relationships. Like, men, they get hurt one time and every bitch after got to pay for that. And they pay with being in situationships and never getting committed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Now, on the flip side, with women, they can get a nigga most times to be in some type of situation with them. But then the man has to pay with nagging, with trust issues,
child support,
with daddy issues, that too. Daddy issues, like all of that shit. All of that is past trauma. And that's why I feel like, especially in the Black and brown community, like, motherfuckers need to start going to therapy. Real shit. Because this is a whole bunch of shit. Like, women be in strings of bad and broken relationships.
I think a lot of them women don't know how to be by themselves to
but
be okay.
It's their fault, though, right?
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, like, so it's just, they have a nigga that fuck them up, and then, you know, a week or a month later, they in a new relationship. Oh, this is my new king.
Right.
You ain't over that shit.
You the,
exactly.
You the problem.
Not over
you
that shit. That. But that shit is crazy. Like, I like how you did both sides, but man, that shit is tough.
And I believe it happens more on the female side because I feel like women experience more bad relationships because I feel like women go, even though they experience a bad relationship, like you just said, they go back and they get into some more shit and they get into some more shit. Like, for a man, it took that one time, and he'd be like, fuck this shit.
I don't think that's true.
Not all the time,
to be honest.
I mean, no, I mean, not all think, the time, but time. Most times.
You walk on your girl fucking, you taking the back? All right,
that's
then.
Wrong. Look,
the thing with that is like the thing that most people are not going to tell you. The thing that most people are not going to agree with or keep it real with, you got to make a decision, my nigga. Are you staying or are you leaving?
That part. And when you stay.
But the thing is that
you got your period.
If I say I'm staying, niggas going to be looking, oh, man, you stupid. You a bitch ass nigga. But
I want them to hear what you about to say. This is what I'm saying.
If I love you and I feel like we got to this point where, you know what I'm saying, we're going to make up our mind, this shit not going to happen no more. And we serious? I can't stay? I'm crazy. I'm stupid.
I think that's a big. I'm sorry.
And this is the thing. Like, if you stay,
I know some niggas. If we ask this question right now, niggas say, "If your significant other cheating, are you leaving or are you staying?" Everybody gonna say, "I'm leaving." That's the first thing that they gonna say. So you out?
Yeah,
for sure. Kids involved, everything. You out?
Not the kids. I love them. But just like we was talking about, like. You an example for your children. Mm-hmm. Like they watching you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I never let my sons feel that's okay. Or my daughters. If I cheat on their mama and she leave, guess what?
Made a decision.
You got it right. I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of few because it's a lot of niggas out here who expect their woman to keep coming back. But if she cheat one time, you out. That's crazy as a motherfucker. And see, this is the thing. And I'm going to say, if you stay after some fuck shit happened,
you got to make your mind up.
You have your grieving period. I'm not saying forget that shit 5 minutes later. You remember that shit.
You always remember.
You are not or do not need to hold that over that person's head. For years and years and years. Like you have to actively decide in your mind as a unit, as a couple, as one, that we are both going to get through this and we're going to get past this.
That's the thing.
Together. Like my thing is, you got to realize as a woman, he can't pay for this shit forever. And you have to realize as a man that in the beginning stages of fucking up, she don't trust you right now. You got to be on your P's and Q's, my nigga. Right. Like, and it's not like her trying to treat you like a child, none of this shit, but like, just go the extra mile. You know what I'm saying?
For how long?
I really can't answer that question. I would say as long as it takes her to get comfortable, but also don't give it a time frame. Give it a time frame in your head. Like, I wouldn't say go years and years with that. But, you know, it's going to take a little while. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's still fresh in her mind. Like, it's going to be some times where even a year later.
6 months. You better be over it.
No, even a year later. You know what I'm saying? You know, you may do something that triggers her. Like, y'all could be good. But it might be one thing that triggers her. You just gonna have to, like, you're gonna have to have, there are gonna be moments that you gotta reassure her.
Damn. That's lifetime shit, man.
Just like something triggered you to tell them about the time you had somebody touched you. It's all triggers.
That's not the same. Hell no.
She might pass a restaurant there.
Before y'all do that,
shit.
My nigga, you got about 6 minutes. What you got on the ride, bro?
Nah, we not talking about
it. You sure?
Yeah. I want to still talk about the, what else we had?
6 minutes, buddy?
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. What you
going to
do? Yeah.
You did it. No, I was, you know, what was that question we had on there?
Which one? Oh, about women not being likable.
We didn't talk about that either.
High school.
I mean, but
shooting.
Oh, the high school.
That shit was crazy because they talked to him before he went and shot these kids. Mm-hmm. They had a parent teacher meeting with him. Mm-hmm. They didn't kick his ass out the fucking school after you find some messages about him wanting to kill some people.
Nigga can't shoot nobody with a rubber band and just stay in school for the whole week.
Do you hear me?
Like, it's y'all seen him talking about preparing to kill some kids. I can't wrap my mind around it. And he was taken into custody alive. You know, I ain't wishing death on him, but right. Getting shot at traffic stop.
And they would not have given a fuck that he is a teenager if he was black.
The biggest problem with society and shit like this happen nowadays is that everything is politicized immediately.
Everything's a race war immediately. So
when this happened, first thing that CNN probably put out is they trying to take away our guns. Or we have rights, NRA, and it's not about that. Kids lost their fucking life.
Right.
When that cop stabbed that little girl that was fighting because the girls came to the house, immediately it went to cops against black people.
Race war.
Instead of the true thing, this grown ass man
stabbed the little girl.
You got a vest on. She probably ain't even strong enough to pierce your skin with this mother. Why, if you were so gung-ho about saving her life, and I know it's not like we switching.
Right.
But if you were so gung-ho about saving that other girl life, why you ain't step your ass in the middle of it? Mm.
Or why didn't you just tase her?
Mm.
Exactly.
Something that was going to just bring her ass down enough for you to subdue.
But they have a rule that they
are scared.
Lethal force got to be matched with lethal force.
Fuck no. They are scared, nigga.
That's facts.
It's like, nigga, you can de-escalate in a situation. You got to try that first. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But if you scared, you shouldn't even be in that uniform. Mm.
That.
And it's crazy because niggas going to say your Uncle Tom or whatever, but it's two sides of it. Like, everybody say the police did. You can't trust. I know some police that's cool as fuck. I know some police that helped me through a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Police have been called on me, nigga coming in. By the time he leave, he asked me to come to church with him. When we was like growing up, they used to come hoop with us, nigga. So it was
it's just like everything else. I think this job, needs to be a mental health scan on
man. A lot of more training.
I work for Franklin Parish, D.C. They had none of this shit, no race thing or nothing. And I'm knocking on wood, whatever it's at. But when I worked for them, it wasn't none of this because the sheriff over there, he takes pride in making sure he's dealing with that person mental first before you put my uniform on. Mm-hmm. You got rigorous things. You got to go work at the jail first.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't hold your prejudice against the motherfucker molester or something like that, you can't.
I feel like if there's going to be a gun in your possession as a person in the military, as a person on the police force of any kind, Department of Corrections, or as a regular civilian. Like, just like you got to take driver's ed before you get your driver's license and you drive a damn car. You need to go and get evaluated before I give you this gun license for you to be able to purchase. Because, like, do you know you can be 16 and buy a knife in the state of Louisiana? 16. Like a 16-year-old can go buy a machete right the fuck now.
They can go buy an AR-15.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
AR-15 and travel states and shot three people.
I mean,
it just got off.
I want you to know if it was closed that you a bold nigga because I went and applied for Ritual, and when they did my interview, it was like, yeah, you get ready to fight in the jail, and niggas be getting raped. And he was like, yeah, this shit started at like $12. I said, you gonna fight? And then when niggas, I be raping niggas for $12.
Yeah, that ain't it. I ain't just
that's what I'm saying, though. I was in that bitch like, and then this is the crazy part. I was the only nigga in shirt and tie in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I was walking in that hole, they was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
When I got that job, the sheriff just told me to come up there. I thought I was in trouble. He was like, I want you to start with the jail.
Niggas said,
like, nah, I'm all right.
You got to be ready to fight.
He told me probably it was way above $12. Shit. Like, well, I signed.
Sheet.
Nigga told me that.
I called home like, no, babe, I'm gonna do this shit. It's too much on the line. But look, man, I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of these
niggas getting raped, huh?
This for her.
What's up, y'all?
Niggas getting raped.
Jay, man, what's up?
Whoa.
This Jigaboo Jones.
Fuck these hoes, man.
This nigga said Jigaboo Jones.
It's only for him, man. It's only for him.
You got more racial words than Jay.
My.
He's a Jigaboo Jones.